The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Jeff Tweedy, CFO, but soon to be CEO of Plant Healthcare. That's PHC ticker. Jeff, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin. Thank you, and thank you for taking the time today.
Yeah, and you've signed quite a significant new distribution agreement with Nutrien, and we'll go into the significance of that in a bit. Before we do, Jeff, for people maybe not familiar with Plant Healthcare, could you summarise what the business is about, please?
Yeah, Plant Healthcare is a leading provider of novel plant-protected biological products. We supply these sustainable products into the global agricultural markets, and that includes row crops as well as specialty crops.
Yeah, it's a huge growing area. And so this deal here, long-term commercial agreement signed with Nutrien for your Saori soybean seed treatment. Explain this and explain why it's significant, if you could, Jeff.
Yeah, so in 2021, we had a test launch market with Nutrien in soybeans with Saori as a seed treatment, and had fantastic results. Our data showed almost a 9% yield increase, which is a return on investment for a grower of almost $200 per hectare. And I think those positive results is what led to a long-term agreement with Nutrien. They are the largest distributor in the world and have a significant presence in Brazil and growing. They have a strong interest to build their biologicals business, and they believe Saori is going to be the foundation of that and to reach 1 million hectares by 2025.
Yeah, like I said, this is a big, so this is quite significant on two levels, I suppose. First of all, with Nutrien, like you say, they're a big, big company, so it validates your product. But secondly, this is part of the Pretec platform. Could you explain that, please?
Yeah, Pretec platform is our new peptides that we've been working to develop on for the last 8 years. Saori is the first of those. We plan to launch a peptide into a market every year for the next several years. Saori is applied as a seed treatment. It controls Asian rust and other early season diseases, which really helps the plant remain healthy and deliver higher yields at the end of the day.
Yeah. So this is really, revenue-wise, the thin end of the wedge. This is a start, isn't it, of the rollout of the significant sales from this platform?
It is. This will be the first of several launches that we'll have. We'll do this. We'll launch this one at Saori in Brazil this year, assuming we receive EPA registration later this year. Then we will launch the same active ingredient into the U.S. It will be under a different brand name. That will be launched through Wilbur Ellis into the specialty crop market with sales planned in 2023. So we're very excited about this. Was the first of several of our peptides that we plan to launch into the major row crop and specialty crop markets.
Yeah, and these markets, they're big end markets, aren't they?
Yes, the soybeans in Brazil is roughly 40 million hectares, and we believe that, Saori is going to be on a million hectares by 2025 based on the discussions that we've had with Nutrien and their plans for aggressive growth.
Yeah. So you must be quite pleased with this, Jeff. And are you getting, as you announce these kind of contracts and big, companies like this, are other companies, is it easier to sort of approach other companies because of that?
Yeah, it's a good question. I just returned from Brazil actually last night, and we're getting good traction with Nutrien. We have a lot of interest from other companies that are having discussions with us for this technology, possibly in other countries, and then new technologies that we have coming. We've submitted PHC 949 earlier this year in the U.S. That will be our nematode product, and the plans are to submit sometime by second half of 2022 in Brazil. I'm very excited about that compound as well. The control that we've seen with nematodes has been very similar to what you would see with traditional chemicals. And that's very rare for biologicals. So the performance has been strong, and we're excited about the next one to come along and really building out the platform of the pre-tech products that it took us 8 years to develop. So we're very excited about it.
Yeah. And it's nice to see revenue growth for financial year was up 28% to $8.4 million. And you got plenty of cash to back you up as well, which is good.
Yeah, 2021 was a very good year. We grew the business 28%. Our Harpin revenue was actually up 55%. So we grew Harpin quite a bit faster than the market, which is just a testament to our go-to-market strategy and working with large distributors. Mm-hmm. And we're in a very good cash position. We did have a fundraise in 2021, really managed cash and working capital well during the 2021 season.
Yeah, end of the year there, $9.2 million in cash. Excellent stuff. So, Jeff, if you could, on the front page of Vox, there are 10 companies that are most followed. To get on that list, of course, people have to hit that follow button on your page. So if you could give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button and add Plant Healthcare to their watch list, please.
I think the first one is that we have sustainable, low-cost solutions for the agricultural markets. The biological markets are growing quickly. And we're growing faster than those markets. So I think that's the first one. Within these growing markets, we're going to launch a peptide every year. So it's not enough just to sell the existing products. We have a number of launches planned in different countries over the coming years. So that will accelerate our growth. And I think lastly, we have market access. We have market access with the largest distributors in the world that other companies in the space do not have. And they're large markets and they're very motivated customers to grow in this exciting space. So we look forward to delivering on our promises of accelerated growth and bringing sustainable solutions to the marketplace.
Excellent stuff. Jeff, good to chat to you. Hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.